Hi, this is business coach and radio show host of Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson. Welcome to I Don't Want to Write My Business Plan. When you're thinking about writing a business plan, it can be overwhelming. You may look at it as a chore. You may have said, I don't want to write my business plan. I've said it before I wrote my first business plan for my first company. In fact, I was working with a friend who is a great technical writer, a very skilled writer when it comes to business plans at that time. And I thought, problem solved. Well, my problem wasn't solved. Our relationship changed for a time. So at that point, I no longer had someone writing my business plan. And it was the bare bones. What had been constructed was the bare bones of the plan. And I did not want to write the plan myself. So what do? You kind of hem and haw, you know how it is. You delay, you don't have time. You're working your business rather working on your business. You used all kinds of excuses to not get the plan done. And hopefully things take off, and then maybe you can start writing a business plan at that point. Well, as my company began to evolve and change and experience the ebbs and flows of businesses, it became apparent that it was time to write a business plan, and the hemming and hawing was over. By this time, I was 5 years into my first business. So I took a look at the bones of the business plan that had been constructed, and I read through it, and I looked at it, and I went to my assistant, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have to write a different plan. I'm going to have to start all over. She begged me not to start all over. She begged me to, pick the plan up from where it was at and move it forward. The problem with that was is that it just didn't sound like me. It sounded good, but it just didn't sound like me. It didn't sound like how I would pitch a plan, how I would construct the plan in a manner, in a way that it made it very comfortable for me to execute the plan, to share the plan, to sell the plan, to talk to my employees with regards to goals we wanted to achieve in that plan. So I decided to write the plan myself. I have to tell you, that was one of the best decisions that I made for my business. It took me about 5 to 6 months to write that plan, but I got it done. When I finished the plan, I walked away with so much more added value. I knew how to write a business plan. I knew how to research for a business plan. I had a roadmap that I could execute. And most of all, I could sell my plan without having to memorize the plan, memorize something else someone else had written. I knew it because I looked at it over and over and over again for more than 5 months, 6 months or so. So don't think that if you're not a writer, you can't participate in the development of your plan. You may still need to have someone else write the plan, and that's okay. But make sure you stay connected with whomever that is, and make sure that you read every word. Do not skim the plan. Make sure that you're comfortable with the way the plan is being written so you can use that plan to advance your business the way that you're thinking. I'm going to talk about what you need to think about when you are preparing to write your business plan, or if someone else is writing it. When using someone else, don't let them control your plan. Stay involved. Share your thoughts. You want a partnership. Read the plan. Like I said before, read every word. Read the business plan that is being written for you if you are not the writer of the plan as it unfolds. So you're reading in bits and pieces rather than the whole plan when it's finished. And don't be afraid to ask the writer to make changes that keeps your plan, your vision, your business. Remember, you're paying the bill and you're running the company. Let me address quickly three of my top reasons why a business plan may not be written. Number one, maybe you were forced to start your business because you lost your job and you started consulting, and now things are evolving and you need to really put some structure around what you're doing. That happens a lot. Number two, fear and pressure or stress. I don't know how to write a plan, so it kind of stresses you out, or you're afraid. That's okay. Get a writer involved, get someone involved, and it could be a family member or friend. But remember, relationships can change just like mine did, and so my friend couldn't continue to be committed to writing my plan. So keep those sorts of things in mind. Learn along the way. Number three, I don't think I need a business plan. I am not trying to get a loan. I hear that so often. A business plan is not about getting funding. That's just one aspect of how you can utilize that plan. Remember, first and foremost, that plan is about you being able to run your business with structure, with regards to who you want to hire, what your milestones are, what your goals, who your competitors are, what's your mission, what's your vision, what's your objectives. And so when you understand where you're going, it makes it a lot easier than hodgepodging your company. We get that a lot in small businesses. Small businesses hodgepodge. And so the structure isn't ever really developed, and you think you're going to get there and you don't. The best place to start your business is while you're working somewhere else, while you're an employee somewhere else. Start putting the pieces together now. If you are thinking about starting a business, start putting it together now. Don't wait till you get fired or loss of job because of downsizing, or one day you get up and says, I'm going to start my business today, but you haven't done anything. Set the groundwork now while you have some comfortability with your lifestyle, with your financing of your lifestyle. Come home. Instead of watching your favorite show, spend time on your business plan. Spend time on firming up your business model so you can write a strong plan. That's a great place to start. This is why I'm tired. I want to relax. Well, again, if you take one more hour in your evening, 5 days a week, you have 5 hours towards your future of your business. So when you're ready to move and adjust, you have something in place that you can start working with. So I would encourage that. And believe me, you'll be certainly ahead of the game as a result of doing so. So hopefully these tips will remove some of the pressure of writing a business plan. You know, Albert Einstein has a quote that goes something like this: critical thinking is hard work. That's why so few people are doing it. You're going to have to critical think. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to put a plan in place. I had a client that we started working on their business plan, and the goal was really for them to write the plan, and I would coach them through writing the plan. And so they couldn't keep up with the basic tasks that I was giving them for the plan, and they decided, and they eventually stopped writing the plan and ended their contract because they didn't feel like they really needed a plan. The fact of the matter is, everyone needs a business plan. Success is not by chance, it's prepared, it's planned. So we say, write the plan. Write the plan. And so I'm sure eventually they'll write their plan. It may not be with us, and that's okay, but I would encourage them to write the plan. Or if you're in the middle of writing your plan or you're discouraged, write your plan or get some support. And you know, there's places that you can get support: Small Business Administration, SCORE, Small Business Development Center. There's so many organizations that are in your cities, counties, that can give you the support that you need. You just kind of have to look and see, and you can get, and much of this help is either no cost to low cost. So utilize the resources that are there, and you're not paying a business coach $150 an hour to write your plan or to coach you through writing your plan, or you're paying someone $2,500 or more to write your plan. So you can save on some costs there. Once your business model is firmed up, writing the business plan is the next appropriate step. And a well-thought-out plan benefits the direction, organization, operations, and financing of your business. It gives you clear direction. It is the roadmap, and that roadmap will change as you operate your business. Now, business plans aren't written in stone. You should and will make periodic changes to your plan. So pay attention to what's going on around you. The economy changes, technology changes, products and services advance or are removed, customer buying patterns change. It is complex, and external or internal factors impact your business and its operations. So be flexible to adjusting appropriately. So here's some tips about writing business plans so we can get you out of the mode of, I don't want to write my plan. You don't have to write it, but you can write notes. We all write notes. I've never heard anyone say, I don't want to write notes. Everyone write notes. So if you don't want to write your plan, prepare some notes, and then you can work with the writer on the direction of the plan, the language of the plan, the wordsmithing of the plan. They can help bring that to the table, that skill, and you will be prepared with your notes. So one of the things you want to do, again, is think through your venture. Think through your business. What is it do you want to do? What are your objectives? What do you want to do within the first 3 to 5 years of your business? What are your products? What are your services? Who do you want to hire? Do you need equipment? Do you need office space? You see, all these things begin to bring some clarity to what you're wanting to do. And you might say, well, I don't have money for all these things. That's why you do the plan. That's why you have something that we call startup costs. What are the startup costs? The startup cost tells you how much money you'll need to open your doors. And you may need a loan, and you could get different types of loans, conventional loans, SBA loans, you could get private loans, family loans. And when you start going to family and friends again, make sure you consider how you want that relationship to be. You know, sometimes with family and friends, it can get kind of, the waters can get kind of dirty, kind of muddy, because maybe you didn't pay the money back when you thought you would. And so you want to be careful with that. And if you do, write a contract, put something in writing saying, and put a payment schedule in there. It says, okay, this is what I plan to pay you over time. So they feel comfortable about getting their money back when you borrow from family and friends, just as you would a bank or some other institution, lending institution, or maybe a private lender or VC or angels. There's something that you're going to put in writing and do it as a business contract. What other things can you think about? Your operations. And here's something important that I didn't mention, and I'm gonna take a couple of steps back. Your business model, make sure that your business model is solid. Your business model comes before writing the business plan. And he says, well, what is the business model? Simply put, for the sake of this podcast, your business model is knowing what, do you have a product or service? Can you monetize it? And can you sustain it? Those are the three things that are important. Just because you have a product and service doesn't mean that people want to buy it. And who are your competitors? They already have a proven track record. How are you going to wedge into the market? So you have to think about those things so you can have the successes or realize the successes that you want to realize within your business. Other things that you want to think about is the type of business. If you're going to raise money, say from a bank, what are some things that a bank, what do they want to know? What are things that a bank is going to want to know to consider lending you money? Now, before I go on with that, banks have niche markets that they lend to. Do your homework. Go on the web and find out how they lend. Do they give SBA loans? Do they loan in your industry? Maybe you're a filmmaker and you want a film company and you want a bank to lend you money. Do they lend in that area? Do your homework so when you're done with your plan, you can shop it around and you already know what banks to shop it around to. And you might want to even have some conversations, set up some conversations with your banks, your local banks, and just talk to them about what you're planning and what they look for with regards to funding. You might be able to rule them out, or they may be able to give you tips to put you in a better position to be funded. If you need to restore your credit score is low, you do not think you would be eligible for a loan or eligible to back up that loan because of your credit rating, then you want to connect with a company like Financial Education Services here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, with Ruth Vandersteine, the founder of Financial Education Services, and they work with companies, they work with individuals on credit restoration. In fact, they'll even teach you how to do it so you can position yourself or your company in a way for you to get approved for a loan. Typically, they like you to start 6 months in advance to work through that process. You want to look your best. So, if you are looking for loans from a bank, these are some things to consider. How much money do you want? Number one, do you know how much money you need? Don't tell me that you just need, I think I'm going to need $5 million, and you have nothing to show me that indicates that you need $5 million. It needs to be in your plan. You need to break that out. Are you a small business that is ongoing, or are you starting up? If you are an ongoing business, you're going to need to show your financials from the last 2 to 3 years. Typically, it's 3 years. What will the funds be used for? How are you going to use the money? That will be in your plan. All these things will be in your plan, and you can make notes. You can start writing these notes down. If you are ongoing business, you're going to have financials. If you are a startup, you're going to have projections as your financials. Very important. So you need to project, but that doesn't mean that you arbitrarily project. You do your homework and you get realistic projections. Be realistic. How are you going to pay it back? Banks want their money back. Banks are not interested in whether or not you're starting a business. If that was the case, it would be really easy to get loans. That's not what they're interested in. They sell money on interest rates. And so They're interested in if we sell you our money, how are we going to get it back? Now, I would say to anyone, if you're going to get a loan of any kind, negotiate. Negotiate. The worst case scenario in negotiating any loan or any funding, any money is no, we're not going to do it. But no negotiation means that you're going to end up with whatever they say. Negotiate. If you don't like how the negotiation is or you don't like the results of that negotiation, negotiate with more than one bank. Find out who's going to give you the better deal. So negotiate. So when you're looking at your business plan and you're looking at funding, you're looking at, and maybe you don't need money. Maybe you are starting your business and you need to write your business plan and you do not need funding. You still need a business plan to say you have $250,000 and you're ready to get started. Write the business plan. Find out where you're putting that money. Where are you investing it? How much is it, of it is going towards marketing, advertising, employment, day-to-day operations? You want to understand, you should know where your money is going, and your business plan can outline that so that way you're not misspending your resources. I know that you might not want to write your business plan, but again, remember to make notes. You can always get someone to help you with your plan, whether it's through SCORE, SBA, SBDC, a friend, or you hire a company that writes business plans. Write your notes, do your homework, think about your funding, think about how you're going to support the operations of your plan as you start your business. And it has ebbs and flows in it, so just pay attention to those ebbs and flows and then make the adjustments that you need to make with regards to what you're doing inside your business. It is not a microwave. We live in the society now that you want immediate gratification. It takes time. And so if you do the work that you need to do, then it's going to pay off for you. So write the plan. If you don't want to write the plan, and again, this is about I don't want to write my business plan. Writing your plan or getting it done, whether it's you doing it or someone else doing it, and that you're staying connected and participating in that makes a difference in your business. So get it done. Hopefully these tips helped you. And again, this is Margaret Jackson, business coach and radio show host for Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW.